Hello, and welcome to United Way Cares on KDNK, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. My name is Tracy Gurley-Tomaszewski, and I am the Executive Director for United Way Battlement to the Bells. United Way Battlement to the Bells' mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities throughout the Roaring Fork, Crystal, and Colorado River Valleys. From Battlement Mesa to Aspen, and to advance the common good for all, focusing on education, financial well-being, and health. We work to support local nonprofits through funding, and now with the United Way, Battlement to the Bells, AmeriCorps Vista Project. To learn more, please call 970-625-8189 or visit our website, www.unitedwaybb.org. Today I have Kaylee Peterson from Family Visitor Program and Beau Blodgett. Did I say that right?
Beau Blodgett.
joining me today. And these folks are AmeriCorps Vistas with the United Way Battlement to the Bells AmeriCorps Vista Project. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can you guys tell us a little bit about what's been happening with AmeriCorps Vista and what projects you're working on?
Sure. Well, this is my second term with AmeriCorps Vista. So AmeriCorps Vista is this great program where nonprofits and government entities can apply to have a full-time person come and work to build capacity within their organization. So last year, I was based out of the River Center in Newcastle. I built a employment workshop for people with barriers. We had two successful runs of that. And then I was also, I split my time between there and the Garfield County Housing Authority, where I built a housing counseling agency, or at least the first pilot program. We had pretty good attendance with that. I think by the time I left, I'd reached about 90 people. And then we also recently got a $150,000 grant that I wrote for the remodel of Valley Senior Housing and Parachute.
And so that's huge.
Right.
Tell us a little bit more about that grant and what that money will be used for.
Well, that grant is, it's the Garfield Federal Mineral Leasing District grant.
Okay.
So basically that grant is, the mission of that grant is to offset the impacts of mineral type industry that's gone on in this valley. So for instance, for the grant, I cited the when the oil shell left in the 80s, and a lot of people lost their jobs and income for a while, which had lasting impacts financially for people. So it made sense for them to fund a program that supported senior housing in the area.
Absolutely. And I mean, from United Way's perspective, we see the communities of Parachute and Battlement Mesa, they really grew around this gas and oil.
Right.
And to have resources pulled out of those communities when the shell oil left, I guess, it really impacted what has happened for decades in those communities. So this is really exciting.
It is. It is. And it's much needed. The Housing Authority has been sort of the 20-year... life cycle of a lot of infrastructure in these places is reaching an end. So they really needed some funding to make this affordable housing for seniors last on into the future. So it's really fantastic that they got this grant, and that those people living in Valley Senior Housing will be able to live there for years to come.
And it's really remarkable that you were able to write for this grant. I think without you being a volunteer for the Housing Authority, that would not have probably happened. They wouldn't have had the capacity perhaps to right for the grant.
Right. They're very busy over there at the, at the Housing Authority with their Section 8 program, and managing other various affordable properties. So it was a huge sort of boost for them to be able to have a Vista and, have me write this grant. And, I did it well enough that they got it. So happy about that.
And was this one of the first grants you've ever written for, or?
This was about the fifth grant I've written. Wow. So it's a little bit of a pat on the back for me.
Absolutely.
So that was last year. Okay. So this year I'm working with Habitat for Humanity on their Basalt Vista project. The Basalt Vista project is a affordable housing project for teachers and other essential workers in the Roaring Fork Valley. 27 units, and it is a net zero project, which means that these units will be producing, hopefully, the goal is to have them produce as much energy from solar PV as they are consuming over the course of the year. So that's achieved with concept of net metering. So the utility keeps track of how much energy is coming into these places, how much they're using, and how much they're putting out. And so the idea is that some months they'll produce more. They'll, produce 120% of their use. Some months they'll produce less. But the overall outcome should be as close to zero, making the energy bill as close to zero. It'll never be a completely zero, but as close to zero as possible for these families, adding to the level of affordability for them.
That's awesome. And do they do this through use of solar panels, wind energy? How
does that all work? Every unit has photovoltaic solar, PV solar attached to it. And we've kind of figured out that each unit needs about 8 kilowatts of solar, which is going to be a little bit more because we haven't taken into account shading in the area. Basically each unit will be producing solar. And then the other part of it is achieved. We've decided to go 100% electric with these units. So there's no gas.
I was actually just talking with Amy about that. They weren't even running gas to the
They're using something called heat pumps, air source heat pump technology. And it's a way of heating and cooling your house with electricity that's far more efficient than your traditional baseboards. So the advantage of using an all-electric house is you can completely cut out those carbon emissions. You know, you're not producing energy from or heat from natural gas in your house, which can actually add to an element of toxicity in your house in terms of carbon and everything else, carbon monoxide that you could be breathing. And because they're 100% electric, you can offset the usage 100% with I'm just going to say PV because apparently I can't say that word tonight.
That's amazing. And how far along is the project now?
We are looking at having our first home finished around the 1st of July.
That is tremendous.
So they're beautiful buildings. People take a look at them and can't believe they're Habitat homes. They're well built. They're in a beautiful location behind Basalt High School, and they're moving right along, very fast.
So, and as I understood, there were three different phases.
We're in phase one.
Okay.
So that first building I talked about is going to be the first building for the whole project.
Okay.
And we have our families all lined up for phase one. And I think we're looking to line up our families for phase two. So the Roaring Fork School District and Pitkin County are the ones who are choosing the recipients of this. So it's teacher housing if you work for Garfield RE1. And you can also apply
Garfield RE1 or Roaring Fork?
it's the same thing. Roaring Fork School District and Garfield RU1 are more or less the same, same district. But yeah, Roaring Fork School District, I guess is a more common name. And, Pitkin County, is handling the other half of the units. So if you work in Pitkin County, you can apply, to buy one of these amazing net zero homes.
Right. And they do this through a lottery process, or how are they determining, or is that Habitat's not really responsible for that portion of it though?
Habitat is not, but I can tell you it's a lottery, and I can tell you that, each lottery has a variety of things that will give you priority. As to what those things are, you might have to check with Roaring Fork and APCHA.
Okay.
So.
That's awesome. So when is the next phase set to start?
I mean, that's a moving target. It's, you know, construction, there's always going to be variables in terms of how long things take. You know, contractor, you're waiting on contractors and everything else to meet those deadlines. So, I honestly can't tell you. So, but, our first, the only thing I can say for sure is the first house is going to be July 1st.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So, Bo, what as the AmeriCorps Vista volunteer for Habitat are you primarily working on right now?
Well, so many things. I mean, this is such a new and exciting project that they're doing. Net zero, affordable housing. There's just so many things for Vista to do. Because, I mean, one of the biggest things is just documenting what's going on and,
sure.
and trying to figure out process improvement. Okay, so we did, you know, we built it this way this time. Is there anything we can do on the next house to either do it faster or better? So I'm working on a little bit of that, but one of the biggest things they brought me on for is a homeowner manual. So, you know, net zero, the concept of net zero, there's all these technical elements, but then there's also the element of having to have the individual work well within this house ecosystem.
Sure.
Beyond that, there's basic things that every homeowner should know that a lot of homeowners either don't know or don't think about, need a reminder of basic maintenance, yard maintenance, how to be a good neighbor, how to budget. That's a huge thing that people forget about with homeownership is you're not renting anymore. And so occasionally, you know, all this equipment is bound to go out at some point. And so you have to have some savings put away to deal with that.
Right. I remember recently reading that the majority of middle income homeowners do not have enough money saved to cover $1,000 bill.
Right.
And so if you consider a furnace going out or a hot water heater going out, not that these units have necessarily those concerns, but even a dishwasher.
Right.
You're talking $400 or $500 just to replace that. And people just aren't really prepared.
The bigger items, if you have something major happen, you know, where you have to get an excavation crew or something, I say $4,000 is normal to deal with something major and slightly catastrophic. So,
right. Well, and something such as a furnace, a hot water heater,
right.
You have to have in this area, particularly in the winter. So you cannot.
It's not something you can let go.
Right.
It's an emergency. It's an emergency need. So yeah, having that emergency fund is part of the home buying process post-purchase.
Definitely. Well, I know that's part of United Way's role in the community is to help people when they have these catastrophic things happen and they can't pay all of their bills. We come in through our 211 network and help connect people to resources through that. And then also we can also help people as needed. So it's a good partnership, United Way and Habitat for Humanity. And we're really excited that you've You've got to start with them.
It's been a great month.
Cool. So. That's really exciting. Yeah. So Kaylee is the 2019 AmeriCorps Vista Volunteer of the Year. This award came about in honor of Amy Barr and Christopher May. They, both Amy and Christopher passed away in the spring of 2018, and both had been very instrumental in bringing the AmeriCorps Vista project to Battlement to the Bells United Way. And so it was really important and just a deeply important and huge honor for me to be able to celebrate on April 9th, our very first Vista Volunteer of the Year. And that was Kaylee. So Kaylee, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Yeah, it was a huge honor to win that award. I never had the privilege of meeting Christopher or Amy, but I've heard so many great things about them. And so I think it's a great honor to be given an award that's named after them.
Right. You know, it's interesting. They both had the vision that it required to really take that deep breath and go ahead and commit United Way towards working for that grant. So without them, I don't know that we would have had the courage to do it. So it's really cool that you all are here now. That was their brainchild, and their legacy lives on.
Yeah, I'm incredibly thankful for it.
Yeah. So Kaylee, you grew up here.
I did. I'm from Silt, born and raised.
And so. What attracted you to being in AmeriCorps Vista?
Well, originally when I applied for the AmeriCorps program, I was in my last semester at University of Colorado Boulder, looking for kind of a break from academic world, but also a way to get more experience. I studied political science and sociology, and I had the feeling that I would want to get more into nonprofit work and human services. And so I thought, you know, I went to a job fair and I met some people from AmeriCorps, and I thought that'd be a good fit for me. So I actually did a year of service in Washington State, got some more experience about how nonprofits work and perhaps what kind of field I'd want to get into. And then I decided I wanted to move back to Colorado. So when I saw the positions available here, I was really excited.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just been a pleasure to have you on our team. So the project itself can have up to, I believe, 14 volunteers. And as of right now, we have 6. And we have 2 more that will be starting over the course of the summer with the potential to hire even more. So if you're interested, please check us out. You can find more information on myamericorps.gov and at unitedwaybb.org. But Kaylee, I am interested because it was you were chosen as the Vista Volunteer of the Year based on your work with mm-hmm. Family Visitor Program. So I would like to hear a little bit more about what you've been doing.
Yeah, so Family Visitor Program, first of all, is a local nonprofit that serves families living Aspen to Parachute. We provide education and support to new and expecting parents, and it operates on a home visitation model, meaning the visitors will either meet people in their homes or wherever they're most comfortable to go over various topics, basically anything that comes up throughout pregnancy and the first couple of years of a child's life that might be, you know, scary or unknown. And so my part as a Vista is to help with marketing and outreach first of all. We've been around for 35 years, almost 36 years, but a lot of people don't know we're here.
Or I think another hurdle that you face is people don't know that your resources are for everyone.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, we have few requirements. Of course, you have to be of childbearing. You know, you have to have a child. And we do have a few different requirements for our programs, but that's kind of dependent on the family and the program. So if someone's interested in being a part of one of our programs, we have an initial visit. It's our Bright by 3 program. We provide a kit for free that has like reading materials and games and activities to engage parent-child interaction. And at that initial meeting, the visitors will help the families determine if this is something they want to do, because it is a long-term commitment, is a couple years, and which programs they qualify for. So I think it's a really unique program that helps a lot of different types of people. It's not just one particular type of person. And so I think it really is for everyone.
Yeah. And your work specifically has focused on marketing, you said?
Yeah, primarily. I do a lot of marketing and outreach, creating materials, you know, revamping our table cards or our brochures. We're really trying to get more involved in social media, of course, because mm-hmm. that's one of the primary ways to reach people anymore. So just trying to put more relevant, consistent information there, updating our website, because our website is really a point of entry for a lot of people.
And it's beautiful.
Thank you. I can't take complete credit for it because it was created by Blizzard Press. So thank you. But it is our primary source of where people really get to understand who we are before they click that button saying, yes, I'd like to request mm-hmm. a visit. Mm-hmm. So making sure that's always up to date and honest.
Right. And good. I think it's important to point out that if Family Visitor Program did not have an AmeriCorps Vista, not only would that work not be happening, it would be pulling resources from other places in order to make that work happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So the AmeriCorps program, it's to help, as Bo said, build the capacity and sustainability of the programs. So any way that we can find to save someone else time in the future when we're no longer here mm-hmm. as Vistas is crucial to the success of these nonprofits. Just even creating like a manual of this is how you use Facebook or this is how you update the website will save someone a lot of time in the future.
Absolutely.
You know, one of the main things they say is we want to do all these things, but we don't have the time to find out how.
Absolutely.
So
I can 100% relate to that sentiment. So what is next for you? Your term is nearly up, and I'm pretty sure you're not joining us for another year like Bo did.
I this is my second year already, but so I did.
But this specific project.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. I am about 8 months in, so I have a couple more months. I'll be ending my service in August. And I have recently been accepted into the DU Glenwood Springs program for social work. So I'll be getting my master's in social work, staying around, hopefully getting more involved in all the different areas in the valley.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So I think Kaylee is an excellent example of someone who is a local, who is finding a way to become an AmeriCorps Vista. It's a sacrifice, but definitely. There is an education award that's available at the completion of your service, and it allows you to connect and be a part of our community in a very meaningful way.
Absolutely. I mean, when I was growing up here, obviously you're connected to the community in a different way when you're a teenager or a young adult. But I love this place, and I know that everyone here also does, or they wouldn't be here. And there's so much that's available to our neighbors, and being a part of providing that is really important and meaningful for me. So,
yeah. The AmeriCorps Vista underlying goal is to address poverty, and that can be poverty of any number. Poverty of education, poverty of opportunity, poverty of financial well-being. And both of these organizations, Habitat for Humanity, Garfield County Housing Authority, and then also including Family Visitor Program, that's absolutely 100% what you all are doing. And you just make me so proud to work for United Way. And I just am so grateful for both of you being here today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We will go ahead and say goodbye. Thank you again. If you have any questions, feel free to call United Way at 970-625-8189 or visit us at unitedwaybb.org.